Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Betty Pinto, date of birth 2/28/1996, date of procedure March 21st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Duo, referring physician is Dr. Joanna Camacho. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is GERD, nausea, bloating. Description of procedure, informed consent, bloating and abdominal pain. A description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, or extent of patient, period. The patient is brought to endoscopy, so you place in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, service of modern anesthesia, kicker. Well lubricated limbus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Retroflex is obtained at the cardio period, aerosite from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the patient had evidence of LA grade C, ulcerative esophagitis. Common biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was an approximately 3-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, the Z-line was irregular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema diffusely. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum to D2 appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI BID. Script is provided for omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line, avoid NSAIDs. Next line, follow-up and office as previously scheduled. Thank you.